Yeah, from a process perspective, from a work perspective, we develop a sense of ourselves, which is really drawn, well, it's drawn unconsciously from our sensory experience in the world. And various patterns of behavior get established that protect that sense of self or advance it or, you know, whatever's needed. And it's basically grounded in something that is self-centered. That's kind of the touchstone for me, working with what is heredity. Pretty much has to do with self-centeredness, placing oneself first, all of that. And that's kind of the area that I find is most productive to work with. So one of the things over this period that struck me was it was around the idea of Deborah taking one habitual mode of being and trying to be more conscious of when that is operating. So normally it would be a pattern of behavior that is unconscious of, but made the task so that a focus could go on observing it if that was possible in a particular situation. And then I see that as observing what I have inherited. Well, life has activated what is sort of lying dormant and then functioning out of that and putting oneself first in that process. So, I mean, it could go into a sort of doctrinal explanation of it all, but really it's a difficult thing to get a handle on. So it's really about trying to bring it into our experience and to see it at that level. That's one way of doing that, I suppose.